In a normal sociocultural construct, there is a way we have been taught to take praise. When they say, oh, you know what, you're so handsome. You're just like, ah, stop it, or something. Or, you know how people always say it's God and they don't really mean it. Or they always say don't mention, but the day you take that advice, you'll be in trouble. Just don't mention next time. That's when you know they never meant it. But there are just some things that, some coping mechanisms, all right, that we use to go through life and so that we don't seem obnoxious, we don't seem arrogant. Some of us have mastered it so well, we can't even take a simple compliment. We must excuse it. But in the realm of the spirit, if you don't brag, you won't see power in your life. In your normal sociocultural construct, you don't say what you have so that you don't seem arrogant. But in the realm of the spirit, if you don't say what you have, you can't use what you have. It's the law of use. It won't work for you well until you say that you have it. So Jesus is filled with the Spirit in the wilderness. All of this I didn't plan to say, but it's okay. He's filled with the Spirit in the wilderness. You know, he returns straight, goes to the synagogue. And then they make a mistake. They say, who has a Bible reading? And then he opens. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel. You know, and the Bible categorically says all eyes were on him. When he was done, he said, this day, this scripture is fulfilled before your eyes. So, in our day, maybe they say, you're anointed. Ah, stop it. You think, no. In the realm of the spirit, you say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. You acknowledge it boldly. And you will not be bragging. It's acknowledgement. Do you know that if you study the communication of Jesus, Paul the Apostle, you might have had, you see, the Jews were not used to this kind of communication. Okay, we know that you are the Son of God, but people don't understand it. Calm down now. You know that if you keep saying it, they will kill you. But you will just say, I and my Father are one. And we're like, who's this guy? You say it. Look at it. One day, people were there. And then he saw a sick person. Heal the person and go. No. You know what he said? He said, your sins are forgiven. And then when people were puzzled by that statement, he said, which is easier? You think I don't know what I'm doing? It is easier to say, carry your bed and walk. But I said it on purpose so that you will know that the Son of Man has power to forgive sins. Are you getting what I'm saying? So he said, I want you to know that I get him. That's why I said it that way. I said it so that you will talk. If you study the communication of Paul, you would think he was just so arrogant. He says, you have many instructors, but not many fathers. He said, I have begotten you in the gospel. He says, others are laboring, and that's okay. Other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Christ. He said, I am the wise master builder. He said, anybody that is laboring, you know, let them be careful how they add to what I'm doing. He said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Wait now. He said, but the grace that was bestowed on me is not in vain. He said, I labored more abundantly. Do you know, Do you know how controversial that is? But it does teach us something important. You must learn to talk big about what God has done in your life. You must learn it. You must learn. You must learn. You must learn. Talk big. Talk big. Because no matter how much power that you have, if you don't acknowledge it through confession, through bold proclamations, you will see very little at work. See, one day, we were praying in a bush. Pastor Mike and I, who is now the pastor of the Port Harcourt branch, but we were in school then. Not really a bushy area, like garden. A bush in Covenant University is different. But we're praying away from the eyes of people. And I remember we finished praying that night. We were about to go. We had ended. And the Lord stopped me. He was talking. Pastor Mike was there, but he was talking clearly. And he said, stretch out your hands. So I stretched out my hands. And I told Pastor Mike to do the same. I told him, this is what the Lord is asking me to do. And he said, say this. The Lord was teaching me. He said, I'm full of power. I said, I'm full of power. From the crown of my head, I said, from the crown of my head. To the tip of my toes, I said, to the tip of my toes. I'm full of power. Say, anywhere I step into, I said, anywhere I step into. People see it. They discern it. They discern it by the contact of my eyes. By my appearance. By my words. It is communicable. It is transferable. So we finished. And then we were going upstairs. We climbed the staircase. As we're climbing the staircase, I saw a lady, you know, she needed help. That's to put it mildly, but a lot of spiritual problems. Let's just say she was, all her rooms were occupied by spirit beings. And honestly, at that time, it was already late, so I didn't even. So she just said, hello. And I said, how do you do? And I gave her a handshake. And as soon as I gave her a handshake, I felt something flow through my body straight to her. And she just, you know, looked at me funny and fell. This was on the staircase. It was a casual handshake. Fell and all the demons began to leave. Now, up until that moment, I had never experienced that. And my idea of casting out demons or deliverance, as they call it, before, is argumental. You fold your sleeves. I say, go. He must say, no. Okay, hold on. You will not go now. No, you remove your shoe. By the time you are done, people won't know who is delivered between you and the person. You are both looking miserable. Have you seen people, out of frustration, they resort to physical means? They start slapping. My life changed from that day. I said, wow, so this is the trigger. This is the trigger. When I confess what I have, I open the tap. Open the tap. My life changed. My life changed. My life changed. It's the consciousness. Be modest to your own peril. You have to talk big.